I guess you're in charge, Toby, getting the oil and getting through. Okay. Okay, right. December 18th, the correct time for lighting there is Hanukkah. This month, the year is being sponsored by Marilyn Gary Hoffman and family memory Avram Leib and Usher Hoffman Zal. I want to speak about a topic tonight relevant to Neres Chanukah, which touches on some other areas in Halacha as well, and that's through the correct Zman in terms of lighting Neres Chanukah. There's a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara about a very small amount of the Gemara, which we'll try to understand what the din is Bizman HaGemara, and then try to understand what the din is Bizman HaZeh. So when we talk about the Zman of Halachas Neres Chanukah, we really have to address it on two issues. We have to address what's the earliest Zman and what's the latest Zman. So the first to us, the first of the Zman Mekabos is a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara is quoting a braisa which says that the Zman of Halakas Ner Chanukah is from Tishak HaChama, which the only word that we know for sure what that means is Chama means the sun. The phrase Mishet Tishakah, we're going to see, means three different possibilities. So it has something to do with the sun is the earliest time of Ner Chanukah, the time when basically there's nobody else out left on the street. So that's the phrase of the Braisa. That's the Braisa's wording of something to do with Neres Chanukah. So it's not even clear, forgetting about not clear what in the world Tishak HaChama means, and not even clear what Tichlal Rechem HaShuk means, we're not even sure what the statement of the Braisa was addressing. So first the Gemara thinks, my love, to eat kibsa hodam adniklo, maybe what the Gemara means is, maybe what that statement of the Braisa means, that if you light in Neres Chanukah at some time after Tishak HaChama, and if the candle goes out before Tichlal Rechem HaShuk, then you have to relight it. That would be a support for this one opinion of the Gemara that in fact holds that way. What's called Kipsa Zachotza. One day in the Gemara says that if your Ner Chanukah blows out, even by extinguished by itself, you didn't blow it out intentionally, it goes out, you will be required to relight it. So this Braisa seems to support that opinion. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. That this phrase of Vishet Yishak HaCham and Tzul Tichla Rekha Mashuk doesn't mean how long the candle has to be burning for. But rather the Gemara says, lo, the Ilo Adlik Madlik. What it means is that you have that amount of time to fulfill the mitzvah. I mean, you have to light the Ner sometime between Shishak HaChama and Tichlal Rechem HaShuk. What happens if you lit it at the correct time and then it subsequently goes out, so the Braisa doesn't say anything about it, so then you're free to assume maybe Kipsa Ein Zochaglo, which is in fact the way we pass in the Halacha. So even the Braisa itself, what the topic of the Braisa is the Braisa referring to whether you have to relight the candle, or is the Braisa referring to the Tchilas Man HaLacha, is also very unclear. Then the Gemara says the third possibility in the Braisa, V'inam L'Shiura, that maybe the Braisa doesn't mean either of the above. Maybe the Braisa does not mean to tell you that you have to relight it if it goes out, and the Braisa is not even telling you when you have to light it. The Braisa is just telling you that you have to have a certain amount of oil in the Ner, that it should be able to last for a certain amount of time. And how much is that amount of time? The amount of time from Tishak HaCham and Shil Tichla Rechem HaShuk. So three different possibilities, what in the world this vague Braisa means. So then the Gemara continues, Ad Shil Tichla Rechem HaShuk V'Yad Kama. What does that mean practically? It's interesting, the Gemara didn't even bother explaining what Tishak HaCham means. The Gemara assumed that we could figure that out on our own. We'll see, all the Rishonim figured it out. The only problem is each one came to a different conclusion. So the first half of the Braisa, the Gemara doesn't even address, but the second half, the Gemara says, is unclear. What does Tichla Rechem HaShuk mean? So as the Gemara says, Amarav HaRachan, Rabbi Yechanan, Adachayah Rigla Tamudai. Until the Tamudais leave the marketplace. Who in the world were the Tamudais? So Rashi explains, they were the people who were selling wood. They were the last people. Basically, all the other stores had closed up for the day. And they were for the latecomers who were still looking around for wood for the fires for that evening. So they stayed out a little bit past the regular, they stayed open a little bit past 6 o'clock. After all the 9 o'clock, after all the malls closed, they were still open. But that's the Zman of Ashtikha Rechem HaShuk. So let's try to understand this braisa. Now, in terms of details, what precisely each phrase means? What exactly does Mishet Tishak HaChama mean? Since at least according to one interpretation of the Braisa, that is the earliest time of Halachas Ner Chanukah. So what do the words mean? So comes the Shulchan Aruch in the second of the Maamar Kamos and assumes that is what the Braisa means, and says the Shulchan Aruch, Eimad Li'in Ner Chanukah, Kodim Shet Tishak HaChama, Ela Im Sof Shkiyasa, Lo Ma'achrev Lo Makdimim. There's a very precise time in terms of lighting Ner Chanukah, and it should not be done before Tishak HaChama. Rather, it should be done in Sof Shkiyasa, the end of the Shkiyah. What in the world does this mean? So really, to understand the statement of the Shulchan Aruch, we have to have just a little bit of a background information in terms of this most important phrase in halacha called shkia. You know, we throw it around flippantly, shkia, is it before shkia, after shkia? Some people care whether it's before shkia, some people don't care so much before shkia. What do the words mean? What does the term shkia mean? So there were three different permutations in the halacha what the term shkia itself could mean. So according to many Rishonim, as we're going to see, which may very well be our practice, what's called the astronomical shkia. Astronomical shkia means when the ball of the sun goes dips underneath the horizon. So you don't need a great chachma to figure out when that is. Either you could stand outside and watch when the sun disappears. So then you just experience shkia. If for some reason it's cloudy or you're indoors and you don't have the time to go look outside, so you just open up the New York Times and it tells you, whenever the Naval Observatory tells you that the sun just, what they call sunset, but the astronomical sunset, that's the halachic shkia. That's according to many opinions in the halacha. But then there's a totally different understanding of what shkia means. That shkia happens much, much, much later after the ball of the sun goes underneath the horizon. Rather, it refers to something more along the lines of when the rays of the sun are really completely hidden from view. We know that the facts are that after the sun sets, it's still red in the sky. You look towards the west, you still see it's still pretty light out for a while. So it could be that shkia may correspond to something which is much, much, much later on. Leaving out all the details in terms of numbers right now, it may not necessarily correspond to what we used to calling in English, what we refer to as sunset. It may be something which is a little bit later. But even within that later, assuming that this thing exists as a later shkia, what the Rishonim used the phrase, a shkia shniya, that was Rabbeinu Tam, was the one who coined that phrase. Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean to say that the sun sets and it comes back up again, then it goes back down again. That's not what he meant when he said shkia shniya. Shkia shniya meant that after the ball goes down, there's still something else important that happens halachically later. But even within that point, the Rishonim further have a phrase, what's called tchila shkia and sof shkia. That means the sof shkia, we assume that's synonymous with teis kechavim. That's when the stars are out. That's a synonym with teis kechavim. Tchilas shkia shnia is a little bit before teis kechavim. So there are three different times which the term shkia, sheteshaka chama, may be referring to. According to some, it refers to astronomical sunset. Let's say Friday, this Friday, astronomical sunset, we have 428 or so, be'erach. So that's shkia. That's what Chazal meant when they said shkia. According to the other Rishonim, it means significantly later. It's not actually when the stars are out. It's not when it's pitch black yet, but it's much later than 428. So we'll just throw out a number just for arbitrary. We'll throw out the number 510 or something. And then there's a third possibility that the phrase Mishatashak HaChama sometimes is synonymous really with Teis Kechavim. That's what's called Sofa Shkia, the very, very end of when it mamash gets dark. So we find in Hilchos Chanukah that all three of these opinions made it into the Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes that the Zman of lighting the Chanukah is in Sof Shkiyasa, that phrase of Sof Shkia, that's referring to Teis Kechavim. I mean, even though the Gemara uses the phrase Mishet Yishak HaChama, that doesn't really mean it. It doesn't mean when the sun is setting. That means, and the Samishon from a die from the Lashon, it doesn't say Shki, it says Mishet Yishak, like a Lashon Avar. After the sun is already set, i.e. it's already night, i.e. the stars have already come out, that's the Tchil Zman of Halachos Ner Chanukah. That's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the correct time to light Ner Chanukah is not at sunset, and it's not even at the tchil of shkia shnia, but rather it's the sof, the end of the whole story, Hakol Megalkol, which is synonymous with Teis Kechav. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So comes the Bir Halacha in the third of the Mamakamos and points out that this is very, very questionable whether this is in fact the case. Says the Bir Halacha himself, shkia, so Ken Kasev Atur, so the first one to be responsible to make this statement that Shishaka Chama is synonymous with Teis Kechavim is not really the Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't the Mechaber's Chiddush. He was quoting from the Tur. The Chen Kasev Arash, who was quoting from his father, the Rosh, Brek Alef the Titus. Aval says the Be'er Lacha, Barash, Bevaran, Mashma, Behedja, Shutchilas Hashkia, that it does not refer to Teis Kechavim, rather it refers to the beginning of a Shkia process, while the Mashma Shom, the Shkia Shnia, but rather those Rishonim who say that it means Tchila Shkia, they are still not referring to astronomical sunset. None of the Rishonim, we have not yet seen anybody who maintains that the correct time to light Neres Chanukah is at sunset. We've seen the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur and the Rosh assuming that it means Teis Kechavim way, 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 way later when it's mamash pitch black out and the stars are out. Then we've seen that the Rosh and the Ran that the Be'alach is referring to, they hold that it doesn't mean astronomical suns, and the other, it doesn't mean the stars are out either. It means sometime in the middle when the rays of the sun are basically disappeared, that's Tchilas Shkia Shnia. The Chen Kasav and Me'iri, Kerash, and Ran, Mechasav, and Mordechai quotes a whole group of Rishonim who say this way also. But then there's a third possibility, which the Be'alach alludes to, but he quotes the Bir Agra. But I left the kind of Rachmanah for myself and everybody else. There's a Bir Agra, Narachayim, and Nuchashavas, about this big, where he explains to you what he thinks Shkia means, and in the middle of that he explains this Gemara Masechta Shabbos, what he thinks is the emes of pshat in the Gemara, that Bishet Eshaka Chama in Masechta Shabbos does not mean Seif Kechav by any stretch of the imagination, and it does not mean Shkia Shnia either, because the Vilna Gaon happens to hold that there is no such thing as Shkia Shnia. The Gra holds that the only thing that's Kaveh in Halacha of Shkia is astronomical sunset, when the sun, the ball of the sun dips below the horizon, says the Bira Gra, that is the correct time to light Neres Hanukkah. As soon as sunset 4:28, that's the time to light Neres Hanukkah. So there are really three different opinions, Halacha L'maisa, when are we aiming for? When are we supposed to be lighting? We're supposed to be lighting as Teis Kechav, and that was the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Are we supposed to be lighting at the Tchil of Shkia Shnia, which is the Rashb and the Ran? Are we supposed to be lighting like the Vilna Gaon claims as the Rif and the Rambam Shita, at there is no Tchil, there is no Sof, and there is no Shkia Rishon, there is no Shkia Shnia, the only thing that exists is what it says in the New York Times, 4:28, that is the correct time, Lechat Tchil of Halakas Neres Chanukah. How do we pass in the Halakha? So the Pasha Pshad is that we pass like the Vilna Gaon, because without getting into all the details, I think we spoke about this once several years ago, I think before Yom Kippur. We spoke about a Tosefes Yom Kippurim Shir. So we pointed out, we went through some of the details in terms of Zmani Hayom. We basically assume a halacha like the Vilna Gaon. This machlekes between the different Rishonim, the different Poskim, about the when is the correct time of Neres Chanukah, is part of a whole long machlekes about how do you cheshbon out the Zmanim in general, about Rabbein Natam Sheet, about 72 minutes after Shkia, and when is Man Kriyashma, and everything. It's one big package deal, and basically our minigan, most of our communities, is to follow the opinion of the Gra. That means we follow the Gra for Zman Kriyashma, we follow the Gra for Zman Tfilah, and we follow the Gra for Tchila Shabbos, and we follow the Gra for Sof Shabbos. So the Pashup Shah is, if you put the whole package together, that the real Zman of Halachas Neres Chanukah, the Emes Zman, according to the Gra, is really at Shkia, at sunset. So this is the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, the Minig in Shalayim, the Elayat Mahamash, the Elayat Shkia, that's following the Minig of the Gra. Some in other communities, that the Minig became to follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, to wait until Tzeis Kechavim, so it's a little bit shaky, because that whole opinion of the Shulchan Aruch was only because the Shulchan Aruch happens to also hold that Rabbeinu Tam's calculation was Manah Hayom. So those who rejected Rabbeinu Tam, those who are not waiting enormous amounts of time after Shabbos is over before they do Malachas, so and they basically don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. So all of a sudden, Eretz Chanukah, they dug Rabbeinu Tam back back to life. If you look in the original sources, it's all one big machlekes. It's all one big lishitasam. So again, so those who follow the Minig in Eretz Yisrael of lighting at Shkia definitely have what to rely on. Those who follow the other men will follow the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch, okay, even though it may not be necessarily consistent with everything else that they're doing, but there is such a meaning in the Rishonim to follow the Zman of Tzeis Kechavim. But this is all talking about the Lechatchila Shem Lechatchila, when one should aim to light. Yeah, the question is, the only problem is that there's a little bit of a problem with that. The problem is that lighting late may be too late. So the question is, we didn't even talk about when the latest Zman is. We're still talking about what the earliest Zman is. You may not be right. You may have a problem according to those who held that this man is the earliest man. So again, so at least we have a possibility. We have three different possibilities actually as to when the tchilas zman is. So the question is, what happens if a person didn't light at the optimal time? He wasn't home from work yet. Whatever the case was, he didn't light at, you name your time, either shkia, tchilas shkia shnia, sov shkia, whatever you want to call it. Tachas didn't light at that time. So do you have any more time to light? So the brisa said absolutely. The brisa says that Acha Tichla Rega Mashuk, that was the Lashon of the Braisa. To eat Kipsa Hada Madlik Law, the Gemara says, no, the Ilo Adlik Madlik, that you're allowed to light past the Zman. So how much is that Tachlis? So the Rambam gives you a time. So the Gemara never spells out in terms of minutes how long is Tichla Rega Mashuk. So the Rambam, in the fourth of the Rambam Kamos, writes, Eman Likin Eres Chanaka Kodim Shet Yishaka HaChama, that you shouldn't light Eres Chanaka before Shkia. The Gra is Pshat, the Rambam is probably the correct one, because the Rambam never mentions anything about two Shkias. The correct time to light is mamash as the sun is setting. So what happens to be the yavid if you didn't light at the right time? You can still light with the yavid. You can still be yotzei the mitzvah till tichla regel menashuk. The kama who's man zeh, and how much is tichla regel menashuk? So the Rambam is the first one to put it into numbers. Kama chati shah o yaser. Give or take a half hour or so. Approximately half hour, that's considered to be Tichla Regem and Ashuk. Over Zman Zeh, Eino Madlik. Let's say a person missed that time also. It's a half hour after the Zman Atlacha. So the Rambam says, ain't no madlik. So you don't light. Don't waste your time lighting. Forget, make a bracha. It's chalil v'chalil. The Rambam says, you don't even have to bother lighting. You gain absolutely nothing by lighting after the zman. And then the Rambam says, the other pshat of Sichel Reg Menashuk also, that v'tzach v'itin shemen b'ner chadeshi to lechaz o lechaz at Sichel Reg Menashuk. So the Rambam, in effect, incorporates two of the pshatim of the Braisa, says that not only is there a zman of lachem, but there's a certain shear in terms of the oil. Then the Rambam takes a stand on the third issue, his leak of a kapsa, eno zakal and leak of pamacheres, that once you lit it and then it goes out, so as long as it had enough oil to burn, even though in theory it had enough oil, but practically it didn't burn, that's okay. And then the Rambam concludes, nishira doleka zachash kalsa regal menashuk. What if it keeps on going for a half hour after you lit it? Then you're allowed to put it out, even lechatchila, because the mitzvah is basically over. So according to the Rambam, it comes out, if you follow the Vanagon's pshat in the Rambam, which as we said before is probably the correct one, that it comes out, according to the Rambam, let's say, forget about Friday night, on a regular Tuesday night, so the Zman Shki is 4:28, so you have from 4:28 lechatchila to light, your absolute latest to light is 4:58, after that, don't even bother lighting anymore. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Based on the Ram, not such a tremendous chiddush. The Ram just quoted the Gemara: "The ilo adlik manlik." You can only light that long and not pass that. So the question. Oh, that's what we're gonna get to. We're gonna get that in a second. We get how that's gonna become very high level in a minute. So does everyone agree to the Rambam? So the answer is clearly not. So comes the fifth of the Maamar Kamos. Tosis writes as follows on that line of the Gemara: "The ilo adlik manlik." That if a person didn't have a chance to light until it's already passed Asher Tichla Regem Menashuk. So, I'm sorry, the person didn't light at Shkia, they could still light until Tichla Regem Menashuk. So comes Tosfos and says, V'amikan ve'elach over Hazman, if the Tichla Regem Menashuk, the Zman is over. So what do you do? So, Omer HaRiporis, Diyesh Lizor LaHadlik B'layla Miyad, Shlo Ya'ache Yosem Yidai. V'mikol Mokom, Im Icher Yadlik Misofek, V'hamishani Shinu Yacharina. Says the first day in Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yosef, the Riporis, says that avad and avad, you have to try your hardest to light within the half hour after whatever zman is. He's not telling you what the zman is. The shkia, tzeis, kmaitzeis, whatever you want to call it. You have to light within that first half hour, because that's tichla regel ben ashuk. So he says, let's say you goofed and you didn't get around to lighting on time. So whereas the Rambam says, ain't no madlik, don't bother lighting. You're wasting your time. So the Ritara said, no, you should light me suffik, because there was another answer in the Gemara. Remember, the Gemara had this braisa about the Zman being related to Tichla Regem and Ashukha. The Gemara itself wasn't sure what the Braisa meant. One version of the Braisa was that it means that you have to light before Tichla Regem and Ashukha. And the other version of the Braisa was that you have to put in enough oil to last X amount of time of the half hour. So according to the second day in the Gemara, that the Braisa was not referring to the Sov Zman Adlacha. The Braisa was merely telling you how much oil you have to have. When is the Sov Zman Adlacha? Doesn't say. There's no Gemara about it. So the Riporis is trying to play his cards right. He's trying to straddle both sides of the fence. The person who comes home at 10 o'clock at night, so he says, okay, listen, light anyway. You have nothing to lose by lighting, because misafik may be a yard to the mitzvah. On the other hand, he would clearly not permit you to make a bracha, because it's only a suffix. So the Rambam was totally opposed to anybody lighting after they have fouled. The Rambam says, Yimamash not yaitzit, the bracha levatala. And according to the Riporis, it's a sveka dedina. So it didn't save the day too much. It made us feel not as bad. It took us out of being a Vadei Bracha V'tal to a Savi Bracha V'tal. Okay, mix us the Chama. So comes Tosis and finally solves the problem. Comes Tosis, the end of that Ma'ar Malko, Ulari Nere, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak said, no, Ta'ata in Lochosh Masa Yadlik, that this was all true, this whole discussion was only true, Bizman HaGemara, but Bizman HaZeh, none of this really matters. The Anu Ein Lanu Akeira El Lebnei HaBayis. That Bizman HaZeh, we're lighting for the people who are inside the house. Sha'arim HaLikim B'Bifnim, says Tosfos, the biggest raya is that we don't light where they used to light. The days of the Gemara, we know that. We know that the Gemara says that the correct place to light is Al Pesach HaChotzer, Pesach HaBayis HaBachutz, the Machlek of the Rishonim, whether you're really supposed to light it on your, let's say if you have a setup where you have a private houses which are opening up into a courtyard, onto a Chotzer, then the Chotzer opens up to the street. So Rashi seems to say the correct place of Adlocha is Al Pesach HaBayis, outside your private house. And Tosfos says the correct place of lighting, that's what the Brisker Rav used to say. If you live in an apartment building, so the Brisker Rav held the correct place to light lechetchila is in the lobby. In the lobby of the building, because that's the Pesach HaChotzer. Mibachutz means right by the door of the lobby. That's the correct place to light. So the Chazanish responded to that Brisker Rav, and he said, no. He said, Bamed Ram Rum, you can light in the Chotzer. That's in the olden days when the Chotzer was a little bit private. So the Chazanish writes, people would hang their laundry in the Chatzah, they'd walk around in the bathroom in the Chatzah. So the Chatzah was considered to be like an extension of your house. So you have to light near his Hanukkah, Ner Isha Beis, it has to have some shaychas yas. You can't light Ner Ischanuk in the middle of the street. So what gives you the right to light in the chotzer if it's not really your house? The answer is it's kind of your house. It's quasi-private. Hashem in the lobby of an apartment building, the Chazanish says, who walks around the lobby of an apartment building? No one hangs the laundry there. No one goes out at 2 o'clock in the morning, take a spazier in the lobby of their apartment. You don't schmooze in the lobby. So says the Chazanish, he thinks that our modern-day lobbies are not the equivalent of the... our modern-day apartment building lobbies are not the equivalent of the chotzer. Oh, that was a detailed machlekes. This machlekes, it was a machlekes in Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, and then it became a big machlekes in YU, because when I was in yeshiva, so originally everyone used to light in the rooms. Then what happened? A couple of fires started, and then they woke up and they realized that's not such a good idea, so they stopped the lighting in the rooms and they made everybody light downstairs in the lobby of the dormitory. So it was a whole tataram gaval. How could you light in the lobby of the dormitory building? It's kind of Pesach Abayas, and it's a disaster. Da, da, da. So many of the rabbanim and yeshiva said that according to the Biskarel, that's the chatchila shabu chatchila. That's better than lighting in the room. That's mamash to Pesach Chatzit, a light in the front. Those who've been in yeshiva know. When you walk into the dormitory, so there are thousands of candles there, that's mamash to Pesach Chatzit mibachutz. Ein lecha lacha gedola mizu. So according to the Biskarel, that's gavalik. The problem is according to the Chazanish, it's nothing. According to the Chazanish, that's like lying in the middle of the street. So others responded that even according to the Chazanish, it could be that the why you dorm is closer to the Pesach Chatzit of old than to the modern lobby buildings. Why? Those who have been in the why you dorm know. Everyone should put tears around and their bathrobe and their shorts. They walk up 2 o'clock in the morning. A guy goes down to Morgue Mart, buys a hot dog. He walks around, sits by the Morgue Lounge, eating it. It's mamash. That's like your backyard. That's considered to be very, very hamish. Sometimes a little bit too hamish. So the many of the rabbanim and yeshiva at the time. This goes back already. It's about 15 years ago. So when they changed the policy, so many of the rabbanim tainted that this is good. The chaladeus that this is according to the Biskarel for sure you can light there, and even according to the Chazanish you can light there. So, Medina de Gemara, clearly the lighting was supposed to be geared towards outside. It was supposed to be geared towards the Rabbim, either the Rabbim or the Rosh Hashanah or the Rabbim or the Chotz. It's supposed to be towards the outside. Not the focus is not for the inside. So, that drastically changed after the period of the Gemara, because the Gemara itself says that that's only true if you live in a place where you're not afraid. If you're afraid the Goyim are going to come and take the menorahs, the Goyim are going to start up with you if you light your candles outside. So if you're afraid, so then the Gemara says, Mishasa Sakana, Yitaka should not light the outside, you should light indoors. What happened to Pesuma Nisa? So you have to say that's a quasi Pesuma Nisa, it's a little bit of Pesuma Nisa. You're being mefaris in the nais for your family member. So it's not the optimal Pesuma Nisa, but it's good enough. So the Rishonim wrote, at least all the Ashkenazi Rishonim wrote, that this man hazeh, we assume that it's a shtikl shas sakana, either it was a real sakana, the mamash is going to kill you, or even if they're not going to kill you, they're going to steal the menorah, they'll call the fire department, they'll cause trouble for you. That's all included in shas sakana. So this man hazeh, the minig became, but hundreds of years ago, the minig became, and amongst the Ashkenazi communities, dafka to light the menorah indoors. And where's the Pesuma Nisa? Pesuma Nisa is for the Bnei Abayis. So Tosfos was already had that meaning. In the days of Tosfos, they were already lighting indoors. So Tosfos writes, once we're lighting indoors anyway, so what are we hacking about? Asher Tichlo V'Gim Nashuk. Who cares when the people outside are in the street? We're not lighting for them anyway. Our lighting is geared towards the indoor people, so forget. If it's 10 o'clock at night and the Bnei Abayis are marching around, so says Tosfos, that's perfectly good. That's good even L'chadchila. So the whole shir, Hakol Mikol Kol of Acha Tichla Rechem Ashok, basically is meaningless b'zman hazeh, because the hadlach is not geared to the outside. The hadlach is geared to the inside. So we have really three different shittas in the Rishonim. What are the ramifications of lighting late b'zman hazeh, lighting after the optimal time? So according to the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the din changing, and the Rambam doesn't say even b'dievet, even b'safek. The Rambam says after the half hour, it's a done deal, finish, put your candles away, come back tomorrow night. And the first day in Tosfos says you should still light after the Zman Misafek. And according to the second day in Tosfos, the Riyus Shita, so you can light the Torah's Vadeh, because the whole Shtichl Rechem and Ashuk doesn't apply, because we're geared towards lighting indoors. One could argue another Svara, based on this idea of Tosfos, that Shtichl Rechem and Ashuk changes according to where the lighting is taking place. Even those who do light outdoors, Bizman Azalek, and some people do have the meaning of still lighting, like in the olden days of lighting outdoors. It could be that a whole Tichl Rechem and Ashuk Bizman Azalek is totally different. Tichl Rechem and Ashuk means, it wasn't a halacha Moshe Messina, it wasn't a takana without any reason. The takana was, the Metzius was, that in the days of the Gemara, so it was before Thomas Edison, so a half hour after the Zman, it was pitch black outside, who was spazzering around the street, so it was finished. So Tichl Rechem and Ashuk. The fact that there's one Meshuggah was walking around with his lantern in the middle of the night, that's not considered to be enough for Suma Nisa. So, Bizman Azeh, when the city never sleeps, you live in a place, I don't know, maybe Tinek sleeps a little bit, I don't know, I think my street in Parama sleeps, okay, we have to find some people who are on that street during the day, but remember when I first moved to Parama, so we're trying to figure out which window to light by, so So those who know the street that I live on, so Bidlin Avenue, that's a pretty main thoroughfare. So there's no Tichler Rechem and Ashuk there. It's mamish the whole night that cars flying by. Whereas a little two-by-nothing street, the Greg Lawn, Pollyanna and Greg Lawn, there were maybe three cars go by the whole day. So the question is, which window should I light by? So should I light on the little on the front windows for the two people who live across the street, happen to be your mishpacha, or should I light with my windows facing the window facing Midland, where I'll get an unbelievable amount of persimmonisa? So I figured I should light towards Midland. So I figured, you know what? Before I put the menorah there, I'm going to run a test. So I'm going to go to Midland because I'm about 100 yards away. So I'm going to run a test and walk down Midland and see, can I really see the candles? So the problem is that the way the angle of the house is, so the bushes and everything, if you're driving down Midland Avenue, so if you're really looking unbelievably careful for a little sparkle in the window, you may chop it. But if you're going down 40 miles an hour and you don't know there's a candle there, you're never in a million years going to see it. So I did the test a few times, and I failed every time. So I don't like that way. I light in front of Pollyanna and Greg Lawn for the two people who come by. But it's all, you're not mechuyev to move to a new house for Hanukkah to get more Rabbim, wherever the Rabbim is in your particular house. So unfortunately, I have 5 million people, but none of them could see it, whereas I have two people who could see the candles. That's where I light. That's my Atzi Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. But if you live on a main thoroughfare or something, so it could be there's never Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. It could be it's mamash going the entire night, or at least well into the night. That's the famous mice of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav used to live across the street from the Edison Theater. So at the time, the Edison Theater, I think in Geula now, is not showing too many pictures these days. I think the clientele has changed, but years ago, when people were going to the movies in Geula, when other people lived in Geula, so the Brisker Rav used the lightest candles across the outside, across the street from the Edison Theater, and he would leave the candles burning. He would make enough oil into the menorah that it should go for hours and hours and hours, that it should last until the end of the last showing. So until he would light, it was Yerushalmi, he would light at 4:30 Shkia, and let's say the last, I don't know when the last show of the Edison Theater was, it would end at 11 o'clock or something, so he would put in enough oil to burn for 6-7 hours, so he felt that he had to get Asher Tichler Rechem HaNashuk, that Tichler Rechem HaNashuk is a chumrah, that it becomes bigger. We thought Tichler Rechem HaNashuk is a half hour. It changes the time and place. So this is a kula bizmana zeh, that we have a right to light a little bit later than the zmanim that officially appear in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, because of the fact that either we're lighting for the Bnei Abaya so that everything changes, or even if we're lighting for the outsiders, but the outsiders clearly is different bizmana zeh. So that's basically the way we assume the halacha to the sixth of the Mar Mekomos, when the Mechaber says, Shachach ho-hezir v'lo-hidikim shkia sachama, this is a quote from the Rambam. And then if you go down a couple of lines, four lines down into that Haggah where the Ramah starts, Yeshomrim, Shabizmana Zeh, Shemad Likim Bifnim, Ein Tzarech Lizor Lahad Likom Shetichler Rechem HaNashuk. The Bizmana Zeh, you don't really have to be so careful about Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. When we come up, I'm told we Zor Gam Bizmana Zeh. It's a good idea even maybe today you should be makbid on it, the Be'er Halacha writes, because even though they used to light indoors in the days of the Ramah, they would still keep the door open. So there's a little bit of a hecker for the bnei achutz. Because man is there, could be there's no hecker. Guy lives on the 20th floor, so he's not even lighting in the window. So nobody sees the neighbors except for the bnei abayis. There could be even lechetchil. There's no inyan. But then he says, "Umiu hanimil lechetchil v'alim obaz azman v'lo hidlik ma'adik v'holich kol halayla." So the Ramah says that the halacha is that if a person missed the halacha's neiros, so then you light the entire night. At 2 o'clock in the morning you come home, so that's when you light it and finish. Forget Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. There's no such thing as Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. Remember in yeshiva, so there's mamish no such thing as Tichler Rechem HaNashuk. Those who know the dormitory scene, so fakir, at 8-9 o'clock, everyone's still sleeping. Everyone first gets up 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when life starts in yeshiva. So if Avi can light at 2 o'clock in the morning, so when guys are coming back from the dates, that's Eilucha. So again, you have to be mashar each place. If you have makom, if you have zman, what's considered to be the correct zman? So I'll call upon him, where does this put us in terms of practically speaking, bizman hazeh? So we're trying to keep two considerations. We're trying to light the candles at the right time, in terms of getting the tchilas zman. On the other hand, we try not to light past the sov zman. So what does this mean practically speaking? So there's another factor to take into consideration, that even though the halacha is that you're supposed to light at either shkia or shkia shni or tseis, whatever it is, but the evidence if you light early, I'd say as long as you put in enough oil, that should last throughout the zman. That's what the Mechaber quoted earlier, that's because what we do, the raya that's true is Friday afternoon. That since Friday afternoon, everybody does that. So the Rishonim and Medayek, well, if you can do it Friday afternoon, so it must be that the evidence that's still considered to be a good halacha. So let's say you're stuck on a Tuesday afternoon in Chanukah and you have to leave a little bit early. You have to light early for whatever reason. So as long as you put in enough oil that it goes, as long as you lit after Flag of Minch, if you light it 10 o'clock in the morning, that's no good. But if it's after Plaga Mincha, so just as you can be the Avodah B'Mayer for that time, so maybe it's good enough for Deris Chanukah as well. So although the Gemara speaks about such a rigid Zman of Halachas Ner Chanukah from Shkia till Tichel Regel Ben Ashuk, we're very fuzzy on both sides of it, that we're not so machmir at the beginning of the Zman, because B'Shaz Al-Chak you can really light before the Zman, and we're not so machmir at the end of the Zman either, because the whole Tichel Regel Ben Ashuk B'Zman Hazeh has really fallen by the wayside. So Tachlis, practically speaking, what does it mean for us? So the issue that you really have to decide is, are you opting for Shkia, or opting for Tzeis? What is your Lechatchil Zman? So those who, there are some poskim who wanted to make everybody happy. This was an eitzah Rav Moshe had, and Rabban Kotler, a group of poskim in the earlier poskim in America, had the following eitzah, that if a person really wants to aim for the optimal time of Hadlokos Neres Chanukah in America, so you could really get both. That means you could get within a half hour of Shkia, which the Rambam would be very happy about, and the Vilna Gaon would be very happy about, because don't forget the Rambam was the one who says that Avra Zman Eino Madlik, so you can theoretically get within a half hour, and guess what? You can even probably make Teis Yechavim with that also. Because Teis Yechavim in America, according to many places in America, in New York, depending on where you are, let's say Teis Yechavim in our areas is probably no more than 25 minutes or so after Shkia. So even though for Shabbos we wait much later, we wait 40, 45, 50, 60, 70, to whatever numbers we wait, but in terms of bottom line, push comes to shove, in terms of what is real, the real Teis Yechavim, so it's probably much, much closer to the early 20 numbers. So therefore, if a person lights Neres Chanukah like approximately 25 minutes or so after Shkia, so then he gets everything. His mamash is Yotze L'Cholodeis, because he has he's Yotze the Rambam Shita. He's still within the half hour of Shkia, which according to the Rambam, the Gros mamash the Ikos Man of Lach L'Chadchila Shab L'Chadchila. Plus, even according to those who say that it's Teis Kechavim you need, but he probably has Teis Kechavim also. So there are those poskim who have this idea that's the optimal time to aim for. So that gives you about a 3-minute window, from like about 23 minutes to 26 minutes. So my wife always knows that. Most of the time when we first get married, so we used to talk and try to light that way. Then things got more complicated, because you have to get all the kids in position in order to light at the right time. That's already a 23-minute ordeal. So unless I plan it perfectly, unless everyone's lined up ready to start a Shkia, Halavai by Tzeis will be able to get the ball rolling. So we try when I'm able to. When I'm home, if I'm home, my wife's home, the kids are home, everyone's home in position properly, so then we try to light up Erech around 25 minutes or so with the Shkia. But I have to be honest, it's the quote from Yoyis Vitalik, 9 out of 10 times it doesn't really happen. So usually it ends up schlepping over past a half hour, so no. So it's not the end of the world to light after half hour. Poskim the Ramah says basically Mikra Din Yo Lada Light after half hour, which is what the meaning that most people have is. The only thing the Poskim say is that it's better to light when the Bnei Abayis are around. Let's say when some people go so Meshuggah over the half hour after Shkia, so what do they do? Nobody's home yet. So the Balabas comes running home. He comes home and says, he's in the middle of he's living in the Shiva, so he comes running home. And his wife's not home yet. His kids are there are no Bnei Abayis. So what does he do? So he lights the menorah, and then everyone comes home 3 hours later. The kilns are out. So what kind of Hadlokos Neres was that? So the Pashup Shaz, you have to wait. You have to wait for your wife to come. You have to wait for the kids to come home. Because otherwise, you're going to be lacking in the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din is to get as much Pesuminis as possible. So that's clearly much more important than just getting the first EFL, which probably doesn't really mean anything to Zman Hazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah, at the very end, quotes as follows, that even though the Ramah says you can light the entire night, so the Mishnah Berurah puts a little bit of a breaks in that. The Mishnah Berurah says in the 7th in the Ramakomos, call Laila Adamud HaShacha of a bracha. You can light until Alos HaShacha. You can even make a bracha at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's only assuming that somebody awake. So says the Mishnah Berurah the following dimyon, the following comparison, that to light when there's nobody awake, so that's a very serious problem. The Chamodil didhu lohay mevarech lebezman pirsamaneis, just as in the days of the Gemara, when the halacha was for the outsider, so when there were taka no outsiders around, so you couldn't make a bracha, according to the Ram, you didn't even light altogether. Hachinami ledidon, so to bezman hazeh, that means bezman hazeh, we're not saying there's no din of pirsamaneis. There is a din of pirsamaneis, it's just that it's different. The pirsamaneis of bezman hazeh is geared towards the inside, not to the outside, but if you don't have outside, you don't have inside, you don't have anybody, so who are you lighting for? You're lighting for the walls, you're lighting for the ceiling, it's nothing. So Lachari can't make a bracha on that. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Bola by the base of Kodem Alas HaShach, if a person comes home 3 o'clock in the morning and he didn't light, and again, assuming that nobody lit for him, assuming he wasn't Yotze, whatever the details of that Alaka is, Tachas, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, he's Mechuyev to light, We find everybody sleeping. This is the Chofetz Chaim, right? Chofetz Chaim is a big tzaddik. You know, he was very intermittent in Allah Chaveiro. But the Chofetz Chaim, you have no choice. You have a chiva, Allah is the Chanak. And some of the people will be Michael there. I don't think you have to wake all of them. He says, in some you have to wake somebody. You have to wake a little bit, so you should be able to have a pursuit and nisa. This is what the psak of the Mishnah Berurah was. So Rav Moshe disagreed with this psak. Rav Moshe suggested that there's no need to wake anybody up. Rav Moshe says he doesn't think it should be worse than a person who's living alone. Let's say a guy lives in his own apartment. He lives on the 30th floor. So where is he going to light Neres Chanukah? There's absolutely no pursuit and nisa for the outsiders. No one in the world can see the window up 30 floors high. There's no opposite apartment buildings. No one can see the menorah. So who in the world is he lighting for? So we don't find in halacha that a person who lives alone doesn't light Neres Chanukah. There's no such halacha. We don't find that a person is mechuyav every night to invite somebody over for dinner to see his Neres Chanukah. Mistama the halacha is the guy lights Neres Chanukah. He lights by himself and he makes a bracha. I pursue menisa. There's no pursue menisa. So Moshe says the pursue menisa is for yourself. That you're being mefarsim like manashtana. If there's no one else to say to, so you say the manashtana to yourself and you give a say of adamayina to yourself. So the Rav Moshe says, what's the difference whether you happen to be living by yourself or you happen to have other people living in your house with you, but they're all sleeping right now? So says Rav Moshe, he doesn't think that there should be a din like the Mishnah Berurah suggested, to be mechuyav to mamash wake up the oil in order to light Neres Chanukah. So again, there are different minhagim about this. So I'll upon him, the zman of halachas Neres Chanukah, Medina de Gemara, seemed to have a certain rigidity to it, that there was a tchilas zman of shkia and there was a so zman of shetichla regel menashuk. It was somewhat unclear what shkia meant. Three different permutations in halacha. Then you have the whole thing seems to fall by the wayside. The zman is there based on the different considerations that we said, both in terms of the tchilas zman is not as rigid, perhaps, and the sof zman for sure is not as rigid. The only thing that may or may not be a factor, which still the gedolei poskim are still arguing at ayam hazeh, is a shaykh to have halacha when there's mamish nobody around. So the Mishnah Berurah says atkan, you know, that's a little bit too much, and Rabbi said, even that's okay. Even that's acceptable. It's also considered to be pursuing Nisa. Yes, should we have next week? People, other will be around? Yeah.
Are people going to be around next week at Chanukah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Okay, regular, it's a regular time. Okay, Chanukah and Yanim, hopefully.
I have a Yerushalmi menorah, which I've in the past put like on my stoop in front of the house, which is clear to the street.
Yeah.
And I light inside also a different one. Yeah. Which do I make the bracha on?
The Parshat Pshat is the Ikra Lach is really outside.
I've been doing, but
yeah, so the Ikra Lach is really
outside. Everybody, people don't walk the street, but they come down by the car. But there are a lot of
people soon come to come by. There's Ikra. There was one. There was take care.
Right. Women have to give. By themselves also.
If a woman lives by herself, she has to light Neres Chanukah. Yeah, yeah. There was very shver tshuva that one of the later poskim wrote that in chutz la'aretz you can't light outside anymore, even if it's safe. You're not allowed to light outside because the takana changed. That the original takana was only light outside, and then when it became dangerous, they mevatel the takana. So the other poskim said, "We don't say it anyway. There's no source for that idea." The pasuk pshat is that's the ikra lachim. The fact that I don't do it is because I don't want the fire department's going to come, the neighbor's going to come. But if you live in a place where nobody bothers you, you should do it. The pasuk pshat.
Lachal ma'isa to repaskin that after plug you can light.
If you're stuck, if you're really stuck, but assuming the only problem is assuming someone's going to see the candles.
Well, if I put it out on, I put mine. I have a box.
You always put it outside. Yeah, if you put it outside.
Have a neighbor take them and all.
If you always put it outside, so then Taka people will see it. So then, yeah.
And I should.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you could light as long as people will see it.
Okay.
Kol Masal. Kedash, Kedash, Me'abat. Kedash, Kedash, Me'abat.